Will Christy Clark retain the title for the BC Liberals?
And you will vote for someone who has been chosen for you.
Or will John Horgan steal it for the NDP?
We came here to do public service.
This is the road to May 9th.
Well, we talk a lot about the BC Liberals or the BC NDP, and we're trying to sort of flesh it out and find out more about the other parties that are running in this province.
We've met the BC Conservatives. They don't have a leader. They're slowly adding more candidates to different ridings. We met the YPP. They have a leader and a whole bunch more people in ridings as well. So it seems only fair that we meet the BC Libertarian Party, right?
That's right. We're 49 days out to the election, and so Clayton Wellwood is the leader of the BC Libertarian Party, and he is running in the North Vancouver riding, and he has joined us this afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
You're a relatively new leader to this party. First of all, tell us, who are the BC Libertarians? What do you guys stand for?
Well, we're a party that is fiscally responsible and socially accepting. So one of the slogans we've borrowed from Reason Magazine, which is one of the main publications for the libertarian movement, is free minds and free markets.
What does that mean?
Well, basically, it means that we're the party of liberty, as is indicated in our name. So we believe that people should have the right to think what they want, say what they want, and that's the kind of civil liberties side of it. And then you have the economic liberties side of it, which is why I say we're a fiscally responsible party that believes in free markets.
And let me ask you about free markets and fiscal responsibility. One of your things, and you can go online and look at this at your website, you want to promote consumer choice in all sectors. You want to allow private alternatives to ICBC, BC Hydro, TransLink, BC Ferries, WorkSafe BC, BCLC, and BC Liquor.
Good Lord.
And you also want to allow grocery stores to buy dairy and poultry products from any qualified producers. Now, this is stuff I've heard before. There's many people that hold this as an opinion. You're the only party to really bring it as a policy.
Yeah, I think something particularly like getting rid of ICBC's monopoly on the liability part of our insurance. Like, everybody's sick of writing two checks. Well, I guess some people pay all their insurance to ICBC. I don't. I only pay them what I have to pay, but I have to write two checks. And the one I have to write to ICBC, it costs me twice as much as what I pay for the private insurance. So I think people are sick of these sort of monopolies. They see that there's a conflict of interest there.
So you say open it up to competition?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, nothing saying we couldn't keep ICBC on as a kind of regulator, but you have a conflict of interest when they're both selling insurance, regulating, and sort of overseeing themselves at the same time.
Your party also says there should be an alternative to MSP as well.
Yeah. Yeah, why not have other health insurance systems to compete with MSP, to allow people to customize a health insurance plan that really fits their needs, right? Because this kind of one-size-fits-all model of healthcare, I think a lot of people don't feel very well served by it.
A lot of people in BC feel like they're being taxed to death, whether it's a real tax or a fee, you know, which is basically the same thing as a tax. You actually advocate lower taxes.
Yeah, lower taxes, and the most important part is simpler taxes, because people spend so much time, especially this time of year, making sure they're in compliance with taxes, filing their taxes, finding ways to save on their taxes, to avoid taxes. Like, let's just make it simple. You know, a low flat tax, people will be much more okay with paying a tax.
What is a low flat tax? What percentage?
Well, we haven't pinned that down yet. I mean, what we're talking about in terms of our general approach would involve a lot of changes to how services are delivered by government. So until we can do a full costing, we can't really pin a number to that, but very significant reduction in the tax rate.
Where would you get the money to run the province?
We don't want to run the province. We think the province runs fine on its own. We think markets are the best solution to nearly everything. I mean, there are some examples where you'd say, okay, well, yeah, we probably still want the province to take care of the highways, right? Things like that, or the provincial parks, stuff like that. But why the government is involved in, you know, selling all sorts of different services, running all sorts of different areas of the economy is just beyond me.
We talk about housing a lot on this show, and one of the things that always comes up is that, you know, supply seems to be the issue. And we yesterday had a conversation about, yeah, there's supply out there, but it's luxury supply. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things we always hear, and one of the ideas we always hear floated by many different people, especially city planners, is is looking at the land restrictions that we currently have, which is single-family dwellings. Yeah. And they're zoned for that as well. You guys are saying basically open that up, let people build more than one on single-family dwellings, and that's going to take care of the supply issue. That's what you guys firmly believe in?
Yeah, we believe that there's – okay, yeah, part of the reason why prices are high is because of market forces. We can't get around that. But, you know, why not free up more supply? And, yeah, what you're talking about would make a lot of sense. So there's an organization, I don't know if you've had them on the show, but they're called Abundant Housing Vancouver. So they've been putting forth some really good policy suggestions, and they've been advocating, like, at rezoning hearings for just this sort of thing. They've got a slogan that says legalize housing, because 80% of the city of Vancouver is locked up in just zone for single-family dwellings. So let's get rid of some of that and get rid of some of the red tape that causes the delays in getting new supply to market. Like, on average in North Vancouver, it takes 14 months for the city to approve a permit for residential.
How many candidates are you going to run in this election?
25 at least, I would say, if everybody gets their paperwork in. But more people keep showing up saying they want. I just got an email on the way here from somebody else who wants to run.
So now, in the last provincial election, the BC Libertarians got 0.2% of the popular vote. Would you like to get a little bit more than that this time around?
I would imagine.
We can, and we certainly will. We only ran 8 candidates last election.
Right.
So we're talking about running a lot more than that. So, yeah, we should get to significantly more.
Good luck with it.
Good luck. Thanks for coming in.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Clayton Wellwood is the leader of the BC Libertarian Party and is running in the North Vancouver. You can go to their website if you want to find out a little bit more about what they stand for and what they want to do if they form government. We're going to take a break here. In fact, after the break, we're going to go on a bit of a time walk back to 1952, where